This morning we're going to talk about another lady. We talked a couple weeks ago about a brave woman named Elizabeth. Today, her name, we don't even know her name. We simply know her as the daughter of Hans Hut. But she was another courageous lady. Her dad, Hans Hut, was an outstanding evangelistic leader. And on January 25th, 1527, in Bamberg, Germany, she was murdered because of her faith in Christ alone. And this is a little bit of her story. Before getting saved, Hans, her dad, was known for his exuberant personality and enthusiasm that almost bordered on a restlessness in his life. But when he got saved under the ministry of another Hans, Hans Denk, his effervescence continued, but in a deeper and more settled way, as he threw himself into being a witness for the Lord Jesus. And then on May 26th, 1526, he publicly confessed his faith by being baptized and immediately began sharing his faith with his own family. Soon, however, witnessing to his family wasn't enough, and no open door was safe from him as he felt the need to share the glorious gospel wherever he could. Now, his unsaved daughter was very impressed with what the gospel had done to and for her father. She saw his restlessness had given way to a more satisfying focus, and his spirit took on a deep tranquility. And she soon saw her need of a Savior as well and received Christ alone. Of course, I have two daughters, and it's been such a joy to see each of them come to know the Lord as their Savior. And I can only imagine what joy he would have known and enjoyed. Now, it's worthy of note that the women of the Anabaptists held a place of special esteem. And this is true of real Christianity. They were referred to as sisters. And instead of being told to just stay in the background, they were encouraged to also be a witness for Christ on a personal level. Hans's daughter followed after his example and began sharing Christ with others as well. She was able to accompany him to Bamberg, where he did some evangelistic work, and she would have enjoyed being a part of his endeavors there, seeing many get saved, including some outstanding leaders there. And her knowledge of the New Testament was growing more and more. Hans left his family there in Bamberg and traveled to Augsburg for an evangelistic stint there. And while he was away, his daughter was arrested and placed on trial. She was able to give very clear Bible answers for her faith and refused to disavow the Lord Jesus as her one and only source of salvation. She was found guilty and sentenced to death by drowning. On January 25th, 1527, she was led to a river, placed in a bag to which heavy weights were attached, and she was thrown in the river. Again, I have two little girls, and I can only imagine the pain that Hans would have felt when he first found out. But he labored on, sharing the gospel in Bavaria, in Austria. Soon he too was arrested and imprisoned there in Augsburg. Hans was terribly abused by his inquisitors and suffered horrendously on the rack as they would have stretched his body, laying it across or kind of a roller with points in it, and just drawing him across that and pulling his joints out of a socket. However, he would not repudiate his faith. On December 6th, 1527, there was a fire in the prison where he was, and as a result of near asphyxiation, A little later, Hans passed into eternity less than a year after his daughter had been martyred. And again, we can only imagine the reunion there before the throne of the Lamb of God as he would have enjoyed his daughter once again. So here was another brave lady who stood for her Lord. We don't even know her name. What she went through was awful, but like Paul, who also went through some awful persecution and finally had his head taken from his body, he said in 2 Corinthians 4:17, "For our light affliction is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." What happened to them was awful, but as James points out, this life is but a vapor. And now for nearly 500 years, they've been enjoying one another in the presence of the Lamb.